towards the end of Ozbeis here in Hashar Hasheni, Rebbe say. Ve'im eino ish makim abodov, ve'eino yodea ki yesh biyodo oven ha-shochata. A person, on the one hand, finds himself encountering and experiencing Yisurim, Rachman Litzlan, and yet on the other hand, he's not aware of any chait that could have precipitated it. So all of the fashbej b'masav l'chab ezdrachav, he should engage in that two-tiered chesed nefesh that we spoke of a little bit yesterday. Ki inyan shenema nachbasa dochenem nachkara. The lashon makir, ein ha'ish makir ma'abodov. So lahakir means to discern, to identify. When the brothers bring the ksones to Yaakov Avinu, so they say hakir na, hakson is bin chahi in lo. And in fact, the Torah describes Yaakov Avinu's identification, his discernment, his recognition as Vayakira Vayomer, Kison is Bini. So Vim Eino Ish Makir Mabodov means that the person, on the one hand, really is seeing his Chatoim, but is not recognizing them for what they are. That's what the phrase here in Rabbeinu Yonah means. He's seeing, but he's not discerning. He's not recognizing. He's not identifying. So then, in such a situation, so a person incurs an obligation to engage in a cheshbon nefesh. Now, if the results from this cheshbon nefesh, or cheshbon nefesh in quotation marks, vim halim yalim einav v'no alu, I'm not sure what the only subject that seems to be present for no alu is Hashem no alma v'asher chatanu, that we were foolish. So Noalu means that his eyes are foolish, eyes in representing the thought behind one's eyes in terms of determining what one sees in the sense of lahakir and what one doesn't see. But if the person is foolish, and even as a result of his alleged cheshbon nefesh, he doesn't annul his sinful ways. He doesn't recalibrate them. V'lo yeda ma'ase yoda v'asher osu etzba'osav. The lashon here is so powerful. The description is so powerful. His denial is such that he doesn't know what his own 10 fingers have perpetrated. It's not that he doesn't know something which is happening behind his back. What his own 10 fingers are doing, the person doesn't recognize, he doesn't discern, he doesn't identify. V'yoma lo chatasi, and in the face of Yisurim, the person stubbornly, brazenly, maintains the position lo chatasi, ich bin eschuldig, I didn't sin. Chatasu kovda ma'od. K'mo sh'nema apostol Ginyamiyo, hineni nishpat osach al omech lo chatasi. So there are three different reactions that we've had in here in Oz Beis, three different reactions that Rabbeinu Yonah is critiquing. One is when a person is visited by Yisurim and he doesn't respond by doing tshuva. The second, and Rabbeinu Yonah is listing them, min hakal el hachomor, again, kal in a relative sense, min hakal el hachomor. The second one is that not only does he not do tshuva, but he doesn't associate the Yisurim with chait. The first one, maybe the person associates Yisurim with chait, but he's not sufficiently motivated or galvanized to respond with tshuva. The second is, like the Plishtim, kilo yado naga banu mikra hu hayalanu, that the person doesn't associate it with chait. But this third group now is even worse. The third group not only doesn't associate Yisurim with chait, but there's a frontal, brazen denial of chait. So this third group is the most chomo of the groups Rabbi Yonah has been describing. More chomo, and this is such a powerful limud for us, Rabbi Yonah, more chomo than the chait is the denial of the chait. More chomor than chait is the denial of the chait. And that's what the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that Rabbeinu Yonah is quoting, hinni nishpat osach al omrach lo chatasi. Now, if they're to be indicted for saying lo chatasi, so clearly that's not true. And yet the Ribbono Shel Olam is highlighting first and foremost the lo chatasi over the chait itself. The denial of chait is worse than chait itself. You put everything on fire. You cause the conflagration to surround him, and he's impervious to it. And he doesn't take it to heart. It doesn't preoccupy his mind. So first, a person's sins cause him to live in a distorted fashion. Because of that, a person, Rahman al-Islam, then incurs Yisurim. But because of his denial of chait, so al Hashem yizav liba. So then the person has tainas, rachman etzlan, to the Ribbono Shel Olam for the Yisurim. Kol zman, and Lahavdil, one sees this in interpersonal relationships also. Kol zman, that there's an openness, an awareness, or at least the potential for openness and awareness of recognizing fault, shortcoming. Kol zman that there's a willingness to say chatasi, or at least a willingness to be open to recognizing that. So then there's a path forward. In the context of interpersonal relationships, there's a path forward to improving that relationship. And l'havdil, and in one's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a path forward for tshuva. All the chatoim, achman al-slan, notwithstanding. Tshuva, again, the chilukei kapara notwithstanding, but tshuva can overcome any and all obstacles. But there's one obstacle that's insurmountable, which if there's no openness or willingness to recognize the chait. And that's why chatosu kavda ma'od, more chomor than chait is the stubbornness and intransigence and the brazenness to, again, not just not bother to engage in cheshbon nefesh, but to allegedly make a cheshbon nefesh and say, lo chatasi. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Bli nedarim, it's Hashem, today is Thursday, so we'll resume around 11:30 and try to understand a little bit the Rav's discussion of tshuva and isha halacha. Okay, Rav, have a good, productive morning. Be well, be safe. See you later. Bezos Hashem, we nedarim.